Ask the Parrot by Richard Stark, narrated by William DeVries. Part 1. Chapter 1. When the helicopter swept northward and lifted out of sight over the top of the hill, Parker stepped away from the tree he'd waited beside and continued his climb. Whatever was on the other side of this hill had to be better than the dogs baying down there at the foot of the slope behind him, running around, straining at their leashes, finding his scent, starting up. He couldn't see the bottom of the hill anymore. The police cars congregated around his former Dodge rental in the diner parking lot, but he didn't need to. The excited yelp of the dogs was enough. How tall was this hill? Parker wasn't dressed for uphill hiking out in the midday October air. His street shoes skidded on leaves. His jacket bunched when he pulled himself up from tree trunk to tree trunk. But he still had to keep ahead of the dogs and hope to find something or somewhere useful when he finally started down the other side. How much farther to the top? He paused, holding the rough bark of a tree, and looked up. And 15 feet above him, through the scattered, thin trunks of this second-growth woods, there stood a man. The afternoon sun was to Parker's left, the sky beyond the man a pale October ash. The man himself only a silhouette, with a rifle. Not a cop, not with a group. A man standing, looking down toward Parker, hearing the same hounds Parker heard, holding the rifle easy at a slant across his front, pointed up and to the side. Parker looked down again, chose the next tree trunk, pulled himself up. It was another 3 or 4 minutes.